Casemiro or Rodri? Yeah, Man United fan, Casemiro or Rodri?
Ah, oh boy. Why are you putting me in
this season or like...
This no, season, if, love Casemiro for me, my chief. Just because I love Man
United. I don't say you'll pick Casemiro.
What about you there?
Casemiro has been immense this season.
Bro, the guy is carrying Man United. Casemiro, he has literally, like, he has taken Man United up a notch. Like, we might still be fumbling some areas, but Casemiro just proving that like, this is the level he can be playing at.
Ah.
And he's scoring too.
Now comes clutch. Clutch Emiro.
And Haaland. So there were people pushing. I want us to just touch Haaland fast and leave. There were people pushing for Haaland Ballon d'Or. What do you think? What do you think there?
I think that's one of the first things I said this morning. I said Haaland has had a good season, but...
So I've not produced any podcast episodes since like April. I think April 28th when I produced my 100th podcast episode. I called that one Football Twitter Secret to Spotify Ambassador. Okay, so since then I had not done. I've been on break, celebrated my birthday in May. But guys, Pep Guardiola masterclass yesterday night has brought me out of my podcasting. Podcasting hiatus.
Hiatus.
You get for my sabbatical, yes. So I said I had to come out to record. I want to get all the emotions, all the feelings, and everything concerning what Pep Guardiola did yesterday. Not just, but I don't know why people attribute Pep Man City, but I think it's a Pep thing. Like, Pep is the master of that ship. Do you understand? He's the one selecting, he's the one detecting. Kyle Walker was dropped. There are thoughts on Kyle Walker dropped at the start. Did he because I saw on Twitter.
I did not flinch at all. Because I know what Pep is capable of.
Okay.
I know what his teams are capable of as well. So when I saw that Walker was bad, I was like, he has viable options. Started at Akanji. Or Akanji.
Mm-hmm.
Rather.
Okay.
Has,
okay.
Who was again? Aki.
Aki.
He's a capable man now.
Okay, so I have...
World-class players, you know.
Guys, I have a special guest here with me tonight, okay? Tonight, today. Okay, so please, Alpha, what's the name again? I always forget.
Ade Folaju.
Okay, so we saw the game together yesterday. It was fun, even though some people were 30-plus-ing. Some people were 30-plus-ing while the game was going on, but I will not open you people's ears on my podcast. But how was the game yesterday for you?
Bruh. The end result was all mattered, man. I'm Man City won.
Okay, are you a Pep fan?
Big fan, though.
Are you sure? So what club do you support?
I'm a Manchester United fan.
Mad. Dara, are you seeing this conspiracy?
Man City, good luck, man.
Are you serious?
For any rivalry shit, Pep was a deserving manager. His brand of football, it has to be loved.
It has to be loved. Good, man. You have
you to.
You
can't just eat for the sake of eating. Because I support Mario, I should be eating on him now. Yeah. Much love to go around
there. All those bad figures would disagree. But,
okay. So there's this thing where English fans and La Liga fans are always arguing. So they say the best league in the world is the Premier League. La Liga say, how are you in the best league in the world when the biggest club where only Real Madrid alone has won?
Yeah.
14 Champions League titles. Everybody in your English league combined has not done that.
Yeah.
And then there's this whole thing about rivalry. I don't think I can admire a Real Madrid manager. I just want to put it out. I understand what you are saying.
Yeah.
But then I think El Clasico as a rivalry is deeper than the Manchester Derby rivalry. Yes, Manchester City are the one on top now, but
yeah,
it wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
And then when you compare the years,
yeah,
it hasn't been as... And then even look through, like the incidents that have happened, there is no something that will just make you want to hit the other person.
Do you mind if I cut you short there?
Okay.
Because I think there's much bad blood.
Between Man U?
No. In this world, for you to have to inherit other people's. You understand? Fam, love.
Vinland Saga, you have no enemies.
You have no enemies. Why should I hate you? The fact that I love Manchester United is just that my love for football is coming through the lens of Manchester United. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I love football.
Mm-hmm.
So I also love other people's football. Like, forget, I don't need to. What I'm saying is, when this my human farm, I will be from them normal. Because I must beat them. The rivalry is still there.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, on the bigger scope of football farm, like, I appreciate
good.
I know, like, I loved Man City before Pep came. Pep came and I have to just support Pep. Like, because it's Man City, I can't allow it Pep. He plays good football.
Mm-hmm.
His idea of football is very expansive and I love to see it. It makes me enjoy it.
It's attractive.
The same way I enjoyed Mourinho because he's only in his satisfied
his target audience. Not me though. Mourinho, so there's this thing people talk. People always come and drag me on Twitter that
yeah.
I don't that when football any team that is not playing tiki taka, anything that is not like trying to possess the ball, then is rubbish to me. That's actually what I think. I think it's easier to play defensive football. I think I can bring 11 men on this pitch. I can analyze my opponent and their attacking moves, and I can tell 11 men block them. Don't play anything sexy. Obviously, you could get chance one or two, yeah. But I understand. You see the way this guy look with there. What do you think about? What do you think about like Tiki Taka versus Haram Satanic Diego Simeone, Antonio Conte plus Jose? You see what Mourinho do for? I was happy he lost that Europa League final.
Why?
I was happy because of his fans. Okay, I was supporting Mourinho for the final because I wanted the Pep versus Mourinho Super Cup. I think that would have been good for football. So just show you that Pep was going to dominate them again and win. To show you that.
No.
I think that.
No competing.
See, this is my own philosophy on possession and non-possession. I think that when you have the ball, and it's also the way I play FIFA, that you know. When you have the ball, you have more options, you have more power. You can actually create whatever it is that you want. And I applaud managers who have the balls. Because think about it, I think it's easier to defend.
It's not
really total football. Eh? So thoughts on Haram, let me hear another person talk.
You know me, I'm a Barcelona fan now. I think that alone says my own standpoint on the matter, but yeah, like people, yeah, I applaud managers that can do that, as I can do that successfully. Like in all those prime Chelsea eras, bro, their defensive stats was insane.
15 goals conceded in the league.
It was crazy, and they got the job done.
I
think at the end of the day, football is about results. Your approach also matters, but it's just about results. Once you can get the job done. But me, I now just prefer the more beautiful approach.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Approach I think
you have more control over the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot win 100%. That's life.
Yes.
But it's just better to have control over a situation that's not like, hey, you know what? We're going to sit back. So when we get that chance, we're going to get them. Okay.
Okay.
When you don't have possession and create your own destiny.
Yeah, so we're talking about like being pragmatic. While we're chilling, before we actually even got the idea of like recording this podcast, because I want to do a Twitter space, but I was so tired for Twitter space yesterday. So, and if I don't do it now, I'll not do it again, because once I go home, now only me and them work. So, we said something like Pep and Man City have played like more beautiful football, just like what I was saying, but they didn't win the Champions League. Their whole project was centered around winning the Champions League. They dominated in the league. But you were saying something about like how he had to change his approach. So you are a Pep fan. So tell us how Pep has won the Champions League, especially after losing the final 2021. You know, 2 years ago to Chelsea, which I think they played better in that game than this yesterday. You get?
Yeah. I think Premiership sort of contributed to Pep's growth as a manager because he has grown.
Yes.
When he came to Premiership, he was trying to. When he first like, he was scoring all these cutback goals. His brand of football was different when he first came to Premiership.
Yes,
he was
trying
to
dominate.
He wants to tap it to the box. He could do cutback. Aguero will score. All those kind of things. He likes to do all those things. Possess the ball fully, but obviously, what the development he gave, he brought to like normal tiki taka was the fact that he embraced the old idea of our spaces, vertical football. It was as much as he tries to hold possession, his pace of the game is fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's not slow. It wasn't Barca that was trying to play you out of the park. Barca more hold, but made the tire you first. But he wants to score.
They are more direct. Yes, they are going for goal.
De Bruyne especially. With De Bruyne especially.
Barca owner like control. this guy's one is attack, but he wants to play short passes, he wants to keep the ball, but he wants it to be fast. Yeah, shake it.
Fast pace attack.
But I
think. You play Football Manager.
Yeah, blah. I was addicted to that
shit. So I've seen a lot of my people in the locker room community who have been like this, like a Football Manager community inside the locker room. So I'm like, fuck, I should play this thing one day. I think I'm going to love it. I've never played it. Have you played it?
Blah.
People say they get addicted to it, that you will not do anything else.
The game would at one point be reminding you that you know you have to eat. Like, it would legit the people that did that game.
Just, are you serious?
It would tell you, say, bro, you do know you need to eat.
Last FM I played, I think it was FM 15 or so. I played like 12,
13, 14, 15. Bruh. Wow. But let's not cut you. So come back to
Yeah, so when the first game to match, I was playing the second one. I think back then, people were like, quizzing his ideology, like, is it good to actually make it to Premiership? And before he came, he didn't win the first league that
he
came.
He didn't win the first league. He finished third.
Like, he got shown, like, bro, my G, you have to play a certain way. So, he had to, like, morph his football to and that correlated to his performance in Champions League. Like, he was playing with a Premiership team, and he was trying to play a certain brand of football, and he was getting taught lessons. Mm-hmm. Because in Champions League, I think as you guys say, he wants pragmatic football, trying to block,
mm-hmm.
while really allow the other person to attack, that you should be holding the possession and playing. But the idea that Mourinho has also comes to play here, like, is a cup competition. In Premiership, right, he had 38 games to get it right, and he was still third. And he still got, like, lessons taught. So
there are a lot of factors to why he finished third. Yeah. I'm going to come there, but yeah. I want you to finish.
But I'm not necessarily telling him to talk. I was just saying back then he didn't perform as much as he wanted to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's style of football actually had the role to play.
So I'm going to ask you, before yesterday, before they won, the reason I wanted him to win so much was because, like, I felt like he has given so much to Man City. Like, they will say they were winning the league. Because, like, I see a lot of opinions on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes when I talk about football, or when I make tweets, somebody will just come from 2000 timelines away and just come and, you know, ask me questions like, where am I? But like, I have 66,000 followers. I follow 14,000 plus people. So with 66,000 comes a lot of opinions. Because like, if you say, my girlfriend is very beautiful, and somebody come and say, it's a lie. Like, bro, are you mad? You get, so I see a lot of opinions. So when Pep came, they were like, he will not do it in the Premier League. He will not be able to. All the style of football at it was because it's La Liga, weaker league, Bundesliga, Farmers League. He will be able to. Premier League will not. And then he came. 5 league titles in 7 years. I don't think he has found it difficult. But I agree with you that he has had to adapt his football.
Yeah.
Of course, he's an innovator.
As any smart person should.
You get.
It's not. It doesn't make sense to be doing the same thing again and be expecting different results.
Exactly. Exactly. So this season, I heard him talk about. This was what he did, and this was what I think like was their tactics in the Champions League final. So he said that. He noticed, and this is why he beat Cancelo and Zinchenko. Yeah, he said that he noticed that in the big games, in the Champions League, you need proper defenders. Do you understand? You need defenders who are physical, who can make those tackles. Do you understand? Compared, Cancelo is not a defender.
Yeah, he's
not a proper defender.
He's not the most total defender.
Exactly. Trent is not a proper defender. Forward. Exactly. So, you know, he was obsessed with that attacking. So, okay, he's like, okay, you can score us one or two goals. We'll score you four. You understand? That was his mentality before. And then look at the capitulation against Real Madrid now. They were not pragmatic against Real Madrid. Because this is you see what I'm saying? They were not... Okay, 98th minute, they were already qualified. And then Real Madrid scored two in 6 minutes. You get, so I'm sure that will have hurt them. So this game now, if you see what, because Inter had that potential too.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly they were 5-3-2. You can see their intentions already.
You wanted to come and score. You want to, and that's not
5-3-2. We are, and that's the tactics they've been using since.
Yes, sir.
I played them against them. We played them in the group stage. Yeah. It pained me that we lost because PK did that too.
That is normal.
He wants to drop the ball, and then somebody was at back. I'm like, what was this? And we went to Europa League. So I think what Pep did was, and this was why he didn't start Walker. So he went with Akanji, Diaz, and Ake. Those are center backs. And then wait, so he can't put already these guys. John Stones. John Stones is the center back. People they call him genius. Well, yes, transform John Stones. He puts, so you know, John Stones plays just in front of that. John Stones completed 9 dribbles yesterday. 9.
Bro,
like, no, was it? Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't know that. That's
no, it was 6. It was 6. It was 6. It was 6. It was 6.
That's the center back.
So they've put him there to mop up that defensive back. Yeah. And of course, Rodri, I think. I think Rodri has been the best defensive midfielder this year.
Facts.
When
he's playing for this guy now, Rodri have an option.
Casemiro or Rodri? You are mine, identify Casemiro or Rodri.
Ah, oh boy. Why are you putting me in?
This season or like
this no, season, if you bro, if, Casemiro for me, my chief. Just because I love man.
I don't think you'll pick Casemiro.
What are you there?
Casemiro has been immense this season.
Bro, the guy is carrying my you. Casemiro, he has literally like he has taken my up a notch. Like we might still be fumbling some areas, but Casemiro is just proving like this is the level he can be playing at.
And he's scoring too.
Now comes clutch. Clutch Emiro.
So yeah, they do a job and you see the
Rodri safe now, boy.
And the goals is called that goals that it needs to be scored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just goals no matter. Like essentially maybe he start off scoring in the match or equalizes for us.
Why did he score for final? I'd like seeing score for that time for final.
I think he did with Rashford.
Bro, like he just crazy.
So Rodri was there, and then we're going to talk about De Bruyne very soon. But Bernardo Silva, of course, Grealish, then Gundogan, De Bruyne, and Haaland. So there were people pushing. I want us to just touch Haaland fast and leave. There were people pushing for Haaland Ballon d'Or. What do you think? What do you think, Dara?
I think that's one of the first things I said this morning. I said Haaland has had a good season, but he don't panel, he don't off.
One goal in 8 games. One goal in the last 8 games.
And that's when
in the key times, in the key times of the
Avatar
season.
Avatar Haaland, when the team needed him most. His presence too is actually good in the team.
Yeah.
In the sense that he hold up for front.
Yeah.
That target man
thing.
Then hold up play. And he tried. He did get chances too.
I think he completed 6 passes yesterday.
But to me, what we say is what we say. Me, I root for him as well. Ballon d'Or. Because I believe in the next couple of years that people like him, man. Imagine, bro, if we talk Ballon d'Or like this, who is the leading?
Messi.
Forget, let's say after Messi's
listening.
Haaland or Mbappe.
Bro, Mbappe now you could talk single beat like the top ones guys for me. Like Mbappe has been doing
it. Mbappe will be so happy Mbappe Messi has left you.
Mbappe is a baller, I think, but who cannot compete against Mbappe?
Haaland can.
Right. So you have to automatically be sure to be in the race for Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Now when that comes towards the Premiership and his performance and the Champions League,
he cleaned all the awards in the Premier League.
Yeah, he's a testament to what he has done.
Haaland's first season.
Yes, now like bro, so, people were making plans for him.
I just don't know about this.
Okay.
And then Pep also didn't try to. I think Pep recognized that I didn't base his plan on Haaland. He played around Haaland. Haaland just became part of the team that occupied space.
Then
there's the battle those defenders
that,
we did.
That's the point.
Let my other players
make fact, so
he
played
for him.
He's still favoring the team.
Yes, now.
He's still favoring the team.
Because he has that threat. He has that brand. Wow. That presence. Like, you cannot.
That this guy. And why are we focusing on holding that tall?
He could have used some other people.
So let's look at their road. Let's look at their road to. This is already getting very interesting. 18 minutes. So let's look at their road to the Champions League. So in the quarterfinal, who did they play? That please Google their journey. But I know semifinal was Real Madrid, quarterfinal was Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
They trashed Bayern 3-0 at home. They went away to play 1-1. They played 1-1 with Real Madrid away.
Yeah.
And then they completely
destroyed.
You called it the best game you've seen this year.
Yes, for Man City in Champions League at least. In terms of the fact that when I watched both legs, right, the first leg, this guy was actually playing for a draw. he almost seemed like he wanted that one. Like, let me draw.
Exactly, I made that tweet that he told Alan, "You
supposed to just let me draw this game." Yeah, it wasn't. Yes, it wasn't sad where this guy scored now. Wasn't it? I think they scored before them. Now.
Yeah, Rima just scored first.
As he got that draw, like, well, and after that draw, he wasn't going for any other team. Like, just maintain this. Let's not lose. Sure, yeah, let's not lose yet. Mm-hmm. So he knew that when he got his house, bro, this guy switched up the gaming for them, and he created the tactics that led to like 3 or 4 possible routes that you can take consistently to try to pursue a goal.
The related Real Madrid.
But like,
they told them a lesson.
It was too much.
They told them a lesson.
It was too much. Obviously, Madrid also like Madrid. Mm-hmm. They came back at one point because I think in the second half, they started, or before the end of first half.
Leipzig.
Yeah. Okay.
Then a knockout
of 16. Yeah, round of 16. Yeah.
They beat them 8-1.
Aggregate.
Jesus Christ. I see Real Madrid and Liverpool there 6-2.
First leg. I remember now. First leg was 1-1.
Bro, this
second
season has been
7-0. Who are you? Who are you?
So this team.
Okay, let me talk.
This season has actually been, I think, as a Messi fan, as a Pep fan, as a Barcelona fan, this has been the best footballing season of all time for me. It will go down in history. First of all, in December, Messi won the World Cup, which I think just qualifies him for the Ballon d'Or. Because when they are Ballon d'Or released a statement recently, they are going to take into consideration the time they are going to consider for the voting Messi World Cup Day inside.
Yeah.
And Haaland had the chance, he was there, but then at the key point of the season, he went off. I understand everything you say, which is true, that they played around him, tactics, they've won the league, they've won, yes, but these are the facts. You did not score in 8 games.
No, you will still argue that because of things I
no semi-final goal. No semi-final. Okay, so if we want to now, I think you finish second. I think you will finish second. Or third. I think he'll finish second. I don't say he'll finish second.
That Messi, I just believe that, you know, football are like spirits.
Messi is going to win it.
That's the better story.
We're going to talk about Messi to Miami. But before then, De Bruyne injury yesterday. What did you think about that?
You have
finals injury, man.
No.
People are saying when the lights are shining brightest, De Bruyne is nowhere to be found. Of which that cap, because he scored in the semi final that took them there.
It's unfortunate
because even other players too that are supposed to be clutch players, like against Madrid, Liverpool, Salah. They took care of Salah now.
I took him out.
It's basically the same thing. Like, bro, don't be just saying they will just stop.
Master Shifu Ramos.
They made plans for this guy.
They report that he was not so fit before the game and was
he actually has been just roughing his body while
he go rest now.
He
go rest now. He go rest now.
Because he came off injury, I think about a month ago. He never took himself. I remember if we get down for a field that year.
But big ups to Pep. He has finally won it without Messi. He has finally won it outside of Barcelona. I wanted to say before that people will have called everything he had done before now a failure if he had not won that. So what do you think? How do you see that?
Why would people do that? Like, call everything? Yes, he came here for a new project, like Man City, right? Like,
to win the Champions League.
Because that's the definition of making them work last year. Let's get to that point where we are competing that place and eventually winning it. And he has won, and even before winning it, the guy was playing good football. In Bayern, he did well. Yes, he got to the final without Messi, obviously, he lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, before he
won. At Bayern, this was what he did. He took them to 3 consecutive semi-final. I'm like, when people say, I'm like, are you crazy?
Like,
do you think it's easy to get to semi-final of a competition? Which makes me actually respect Messi. Forget about I'm a Messi fan and every time I talk about Messi, but I'm just saying this as a life thing. Like, just look at, you know, I learned from these people, like monster mentalities. Messi got to 4 finals before he won his first final. I lost all of them. Some of them, he lost them on penalties. Yes. So what do you mean, say during the game they play well? They did not lose. Got to the World Cup final and lost by 1-0. of which he going.
let's not go back.
But football won this year. Football won this year. Julian Alvarez, the World Cup
treble.
The treble.
Hey,
thoughts on Alvarez? What do you think about him?
Young goats. I think.
Do you think he can compete for that? He can compete for that. For that.
Should be starting more
for that Ballon d'Or spot.
He should be starting. No. Can't.
Obviously not at City because Haaland is there, yeah, but maybe exactly. If he, I think he should move.
He will be
Barcelona.
Starting in any proper club, bro. He will start in Arsenal. He will start in any clubs.
Oh, yes, you.
He will start in United.
He as being, yes,
will start anywhere. Right.
But the teams he plays in, Argentina, Manchester, he plays a certain style of football that allows him to be to as good as he is. Do you get? So that means even if you go to anything, which team would be as expressive as that? I continue to play. Julian, bro, on a good day, bro, if I say football will be 12 players, now Julian and this guy, Alan will be a strike.
I'm shocked you say Pep, no good player.
Pep will rather play.
Extra midfielder.
Extra
midfielder. He loves the ball.
So he's upset. And this is, I think this is why he took rid of their wingers, like Sané and Sterling. Because there was a time we were playing that
style of football.
But now he has both Bernardo. And yesterday you were just saying now you can't take the ball. You can't take the ball from Bernardo. You can't.
Bro.
You know? Except if you find it's like Iniesta and then Xavi.
If game one match against Liverpool, I don't know whether it's last season. Like four players there on Bernardo, guy. Okay? He dribbled them, they had to foul him.
I remember that he was just turning.
He was on the floor. He won't collect this ball.
And then Grealish too. Thoughts on Grealish, Dara.
His performance to me yesterday was average. All season he has been much better than last season. He has been good this season actually.
Mm-hmm.
I see what Pep is trying to do with him. He draws a lot of fouls. Bro. He helps.
How important are fouls? Like, because we talked about this yesterday where we said he just be like he lives
for the foul.
So what does he do? Does he reset the game or what?
Set pieces. You never can. Set pieces. He has great chances from set pieces. The percentage opportunity, like you can get a chance.
But are they a set piece team?
I don't really see them as that, but it still helps. They are still retaining possession one way or the other. It's better than losing possession and now being counter attacked or something. So
and then he defends as well.
You can just So you can just know that with what Pep is trying to do now, Grealish is an essential part of the team. He's now right footed again, being at the left wing.
I think
he wants him to be cutting inside, doing things. I need a
Grealish can play better though. I think he can take Grealish up a notch. Like if it's something that Grealish can.
Grealish can create chances. That's something that I didn't say. He's very good at chance creation.
Yes, and I think he should also start taking more of his chances. Meaning because the way Grealish plays.
No, he doesn't want to score.
Like he should he because
Grealish just wants to assist.
Grealish you run with ball. If he can take a player, like well, yeah, let's go.
Yes.
But he's not the best dribbler. Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
So his style of football, I think, is about taking care of certain aspect of the game, like being decisive in certain angles, like being the decisive guy, get us a foul, score the goal, create the chances. Mm-hmm. He just like start playing a lot more like Müller.
He plays.
I'm able to draw fouls.
Mm. He plays. So at Aston Villa, he held the ball a lot.
That's what I was doing.
So I think he's very good with the ball. Like
he
knows
he
how to. Yeah, yeah. And just like.
Okay.
Just like what you say, he draws a lot of. And then if you notice when he plays, if you notice when he plays, he stays on the touchline, stretch the pitch.
He's always on the touchline. Sometimes you run from the back of the touchline.
A lot of things have happened this season, guy. Let's come back. Conte and Tuchel fought at that North London derby
this season.
Yes, Conte has gone on to be sacked by Spurs. Tuchel has gone on to be employed by Bayern, and they won the league in dramatic fashion. God, talk about Dortmund bottling. Guys, there's a lot of football to talk. I want to do 30 minutes.
Boss now, Dort Spurs. Dortmund Arsenal.
Did you see them bottling?
I prayed that they wouldn't, but I knew that it was like 80%.
I'm tired of
possible.
Bayern Munich tyranny. I'm tired. They should allow another person to win. Which kind of team is that? On the last day, win this game at home. Did you see that? What did you think about that?
I didn't actually follow it.
Oh, you didn't follow it. I saw that. I
saw it on the news, yeah, but
Two games before the end, I made a tweet that people should not be surprised if Dortmund bottle because they are worse than Arsenal and Spurs combined. And then they went on to the, I wasn't surprised.
That's what I said, Bosnia.
I was just upset that it happened.
It's about mentality though. It's their actions so far.
So what I think they did was I didn't watch the game, but from I was saying this thing. So this is what I think. So don't take this opinion so seriously. I didn't watch the game. But I think the occasion got to their heads too much. Because this was what happened. They started playing well, they scored them, they got a penalty, they missed. Immediately they missed, they scored them 2-0.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and then the game went on first half, second, and then at the end they scored one, and then in extra time they scored the second goal, but the third goal was nowhere to be found. So I think what they did was, and this again talks about like being pragmatic, you get at home, first time to win the league, they forgot the basics. See what Pep did yesterday. He knew that if these people, I talk on yesterday, they say once Inter Milan score, game over.
Bruh.
Look at what Liverpool did against Spurs.
The game is done.
Against Spurs, that the most boring Champions League final in history. They scored that Salah penalty, and they lock up shop. Look at Chelsea. They scored that penalty. So if you look at all the last Champions League score lines, it has been 1-0.
Sorry for cutting you short. But you know, back then, you said something about the fact that earlier in this about expressing football and like. But you do know, you right now, what you said is you also understand and you see the place for pragmatic football.
Of course.
When you shut it down, because.
Of course.
In country competition, expressing football.
But it's actually now making me, and this is where I'm going, it's actually making me actually appreciate more. The Barcelona of 2009, 2008, 2010. Those guys did not lock up shop. They don't care. Champions League. See what thing they do, man. You now, both legs. They play like, ball. They know. They know. They.
At least love them. You know, I was in the presence of ups.
So I want to come back to this. So like, I want to say two things before we can end this space. Oh, sorry, I'm always talking about. So before we can end the pod.
Okay.
If you are not following me on Twitter, I don't know what you are doing. If you're a football fan and you're not following Edmond Doris on Twitter, then you are joking.
You are wrong.
You are wrong. Follow me. Attend my space. Let's talk football. So. Two things before we go. I want to ask you, the Man United fan.
Yeah.
Where will you rank this Man City's treble? Because they didn't just win the Champions League, they won the treble, which is the first since Man United, I think, 99.
Mm.
Yeah. The Pep is also the first manager to win the treble with two different clubs. The first manager to win the treble two times, which means he conquered football two times. Every competition, the treble.
Yeah, Barca
and Man City, and then Man City are also like the second English team. So where will you rank this Man City team in terms of greatest football teams you've seen? I don't want to use of all time because like you didn't say a lot of teams, so
yeah,
you've seen.
That's the team. I've not seen a lot. Am I ranking them? Why?
Okay, what about you, Dara? Where were you wrong? Some people are ranking them as the best footballing side of all time.
I cannot be so.
Because so call a team you've seen better.
Call the team I've seen better. But I used to watch when Manu was Budozi Premiership. I used to watch Rooney, Tevez, Ronaldo. I used to watch the Ferdinand Vidic. I used to see what they used to do to teams. It was brutal, but Manu used to dominate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Like Fergie used to dominate, like. Yeah,
Which actually brings me to my next question. Pep Guardiola is 9 career titles behind Sir Alex Ferguson, and has been in management for less than I think 14 years.
Yeah,
but he's already shattering a lot of records. And obviously, you've talked about his side of play now. And obviously, I see you like you actually love Sir Alex Ferguson. So, who will you say is the greatest manager of all time?
Still Alex Ferguson. Do you understand?
So like, why?
Why?
Yeah.
You, this what I'm saying now is based on emotion, really. But and it's also based on the limited knowledge that I have, based on what I saw.
No, obviously. Like, give your opinion.
So it's not necessarily going to be backed with the most data in this world.
Of course.
Based on what I've seen, like back then, bruh. Number one, Pep dominating is a testament to the low levels. Low standard around him.
Okay.
Do you understand? There are other people that are good though, but there's some it bro, I did tell you this thing. Was it the previous Bayern coach that Pep beats now?
What was his name? Nagelsmann.
It wasn't the guy.
It was Tuchel.
I was actually rooting for that game because this guy was basically like Red Bull man. He started his style of football. I think it was coming from them Salzburg and the likes now. So again, like what I'm trying to say, like level of standard around Pep in this team. But Fergie that year too. Football, I feel like football was a lot harder. It's more technical than in terms of technology will catch you if you're doing this month, show you feel me. But back then, you have to play. You have to physically be there. I know they say right now football is physical, but back then you have to like if boy is played on the field, now go brutalize himself for that field. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So you have to physically be there. You have to you think they don't foul Ronaldo when Ronaldo they play. Like they killed that guy in Premiership now.
Okay. So
it was tough.
If I'm getting you correctly, are you saying that Pep is shining now, or Pep is doing that because the quality of managers right now is low?
I'm just saying he's dominating. I'm not saying because he's shining.
Okay,
you can get to the final and lose, but everybody still acknowledges the final. He played good football because someone else also played good football. Mitchell, but you too. Like back then, more teams were playing. Like it seemed like more leagues and the style of football, it was more evenly distributed, and Fergie played his ball there. But right now, like, bruh, they play good football, but like you thought, they weren't supposed good. They sacked them earlier.
I don't agree that I think Pep is the greatest manager of all time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he has done it in two different clubs. Let us use he has done it in two because they used to say you can't beat that Barcelona. You cannot. He has done it in two different clubs. A lot of football fans say that.
People used to use that comfort zone.
Yeah, he cannot leave his comfort zone.
Once any person achieves something in one particular club, they always
downplay
and say,
"Can't do that." I think Pep is greatest because number one, there are so many. I just think his style of football is like, is not like on like anything, but like he's always innovating. Do you understand? He can come with a new. You see how you were mentioning that they don't Sabi Haaland movement with them. He can come in a new, different way and play next season.
Do you remember when the guy was playing without the striker?
Are you saying that?
Unconventional.
And then he still won the league. He smashed the league. You get when they brought Haaland, they struggled this season. You know, let's.
Gabriel Jesus was the backup striker in a team with no striker.
I want us to also remember that they struggled. They won the Premier League obviously, but they were not Arsenal led for majority of the season. They were always playing catch up.
247
days. There was a time when
on Twitter I was saying tweets like Haaland has made Man City weaker. Haaland has made them Haaland because maybe it's banter, but the idea was that they were scoring a lot of goals, but they were not winning a lot of games. So what am I saying? That it took time for Haaland to adapt, or for them to adapt to Haaland, you get. So next season now, he can come maybe with the same players, or he can make one or two additions, and then it's the same, almost the same style of football, but like a different pattern. Look at the way they played yesterday now, you get. I was telling you that like he put them, I think what they did was, okay, they were defensively solid, like obviously.
Yeah.
Stay in the game as long as possible, we will get our chance.
Bruh.
Do you understand? Don't go there and come. Because against Chelsea, they conceded, I think, in like 40 something minutes. You get. Yeah. So, guys, it's been a beautiful 37 minutes of talking about football. I'm happy. Football won this year. Let it be known that football won. Let it be known that this is the greatest footballing season of all time. We saw the World Cup happen, which I think was the greatest World Cup of all time. That World Cup final is. It's not something that.
Perhaps he was hard.
It's not something that. It's not something that you see football, a lot. Final, you get. So I want to now talk. I want us to talk 5 minutes extra time now. Okay, 5 minutes extra time. You had some questions to ask me.
Yeah.
So I want us to do that 5 minutes extra time so we can end the podcast. So extra time now. We're not talking football now. We're talking life.
Extra time. Extra time. Man, what were we talking about?
Talking about women, I think.
Well, obviously we're talking about women. It's just, yeah, the first question I asked was, what was the need for a woman? And you mentioned, you gave solid point about the fact that the having a woman, the woman that you want, right, is it helps a man become more responsible in the sense that you let go of certain thoughts in your head. It's like when you give birth to a child, they say your brain changes form, like it affects you in a certain way, makes your life, it shapes your life. Like you don't have to bother about certain things. You can focus on conquering the world, focus on your passion. As far as the woman fits into the script and understand her role in it, and you also understand your role in her life. She's not like she's there to serve. You feel me? So I think I asked one question. You were talking about the fact how.
I said the best way to deal with a woman is to give her everything. Allow her to do anything she wants to do. Okay. Yeah, so I have this theory that you cannot really know somebody until you can allow them to be completely themselves in your presence. Until you can allow them to be open and honest. When person they hide from you, you don't know the person.
Mm.
Especially when you were together. Not like when I mean hide now.
When the person is not basically expressing his or herself, just has like a false nature.
You understand? So because I say that you should allow her to do anything, does not mean she too also gives me that, and that's what I like. She gives me that privilege.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say privilege. I say she gives me that same respect. I think it's respect.
Yeah.
I know that you have the freedom to do. I know you've given me the freedom to be anywhere I want to be, do anything I want to do, but I'm not going to abuse that. So because you've given me the freedom to be myself, does not mean I'm going to start dating another woman.
Yeah.
Because I like you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
When I mean
freedom to be yourself, I'm like, oh, you want to go and see a friend? Okay, bye-bye.
The fundamental things.
Do you get like, oh, You don't want to. Okay, time for us to eat. You are tired. You cannot cook. Okay, don't worry. I'll go and do it.
You should be able to do that for your woman. My dear, like as a man, you should support and help each other, my dear.
No, but not many guys can do that. Have we not seen cases of men? A lot of men are entitled to women's work. She has to do this because I'm the man. She's the woman. It's a woman's job to cook. It's a woman's job to clean.
What was that?
A lot of people are like that.
You also have to acknowledge the fact and understand that everybody is the same. So what I can do, or the way I express, or the way I want to support, or the way I can support, is not the same as the way you can support.
Mm-hmm.
So people do it in different forms.
Exactly. But bottom line is, you respect their person.
Yeah.
Have you not seen people that get into a relationship and they can't be with friends anymore? They can't talk to me. In fact, as you enter a relationship like this, any guy when they text you, my babe is calling me. Speaking of babes. So what were we saying? So like, give them, don't. I can't believe I'm about to use that line, but like it's so apt. No, please say it. Allow your partner breathe.
Allow your partner breathe.
Don't suffocate them.
It is our responsibility.
You have that responsibility.
Wow.
You get to, so that's something I try to do with like my baby. Like, yeah, we're in a relationship, but you have the liberty and the freedom to do anything you want. Anything you want to do, I will support you. Do you understand? Anything you want to do, I go support you. Anything you don't want to do, I go support you. Do you understand? I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. Do you understand? You are not going to make me do anything I don't want to do unless you can provide a logical explanation that is superior to what. Do you understand? For example, you say, what kind of example can I use now that we have? Okay, sometimes you people can decide on, okay, when to move house. For example, my babe and I want to move house, want to change our house, yeah? Want to change location.
Mm-hmm.
So when she first brought the idea, I'm like, no. Immediately, I'm like, I don't want to do that because this is not like in my plans. You get. But then she did not just take my answer, obviously. Do you get? But then she now actually went on to explain why moving is actually going to benefit me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So she like, if I say it like this, it's like blah, blah, blah. Different argument, oh, do you get? Sure. But when she come, I'm like, actually, yo. And then since then, now me even they carry the whole moving on my head. Do you understand? Yeah. So don't so try to use a superior argument. You understand? So I think, but then a lot of people don't read their babes. Who are you to talk to me? Wait till you know. Do you have sense?
And I think you know.
Especially maybe, because most guys are older than their babes.
No, it's not even about older. Exactly. Sorry, you know, I don't think it's about older. I'm going to counter it, and because this is something I think I've given some thought before, in the sense that most people don't see, it's not about older. People don't see their babe as equal to them.
Exactly. So you see what
they don't see them as equal. They don't see them as equal human being with different roles.
Yeah.
They believe because they are men, they are superior. No, you are both equal still, but you have different roles. And it's just the one that are more evident or more obvious to people. Men dominate in that space. Say female.
Mm-hmm.
The financial aspect or the fiscal security, safety, or providing, like, but when it comes to the relationship, it's both the same, and they have to be their person for you, for that relationship. So, and that's the idea that women need to do better, as well as you say men need to do better. Men need to do better. I'm after you, but I'm also saying women need to do better in the sense that they have to let go of this idea that I'm dependent on my husband. It is, I am there to become someone's partner, and I'm there to bring my own person to this. So be your own person. A lot of bro, I know they try. Bro, I beg before I beg.
Nobody will call for you.
Nobody will call for me. This conversation started as me trying to understand what men can do better too. But I'm just saying this too, cause it's just something I've thought that it will help men. What I'm saying is it will help men, because if I have a strong willed woman that has her own identity and is not necessarily waiting for me, if I mess up, I don't tell my mama this thing before. So. I like what we say if we fight. If you talk, say, yo, I'm going to my house in somewhere else. Like, I'm not leaving you. But this behavior, I can't leave you. When you're done, think about it. Let's have a discussion. But if now we say, before they chop, now you guys bring the money. You know if you fight with you now. Say they understand. So, now the way, so you need them to actually.
Yeah.
As we are leveling up, it will be, I beg, be leveling up, be the
add value. Both parties need to add
bro,
value.
Just how I say it too.
Add value. You are right about that. This is why I said that at the beginning, is the way you treat yourself that people will treat you.
Facts.
That's it. Is the way you treat yourself, the way you respect yourself, the way you carry yourself, that people will carry you. And is the way you respect yourself, the way you treat yourself determine the kind of people you attract. And the kind of people you repel. If person they say you see what you they do for yourself, before you go even come in, you say fear go cash them. Do you understand? Yeah. And then when you maybe you give one of them a chance, and then they actually don't meet your standard, or they don't respect the way you treat yourself.
Yeah.
Don't go back on your words to leave them alone. Actually, leave them alone. You understand? So I talked about at the beginning when you mentioned, I just tell you, like, with my babe, I know with everybody, like, when I did deal, like, if I tell you, say, I go do something, then I go do it. If I no go do it, I no go tell you now. Well, light a life. If I no go do it, I no go tell you. If I don't need to say it if I'm not going to do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if I say, now, what I go do with this, then now, what I go do with this? So when you build that kind of brand and reputation, like, people just respect you more. People deal with you, like, can't joke with me. How will you joke with me and my boyfriend? Go, they can't. No, you know, fit. You understand? Same thing too as a girl. That's how girls too should, like, a lot of them don't see themselves like that. Do you get? Then there's also the issue of overrating yourself too. You get in relationship, you have to check your ego. You have to, your ego, everything, just put, and that's why I like the idea of, like, seeing them as equal. Like,
ego can be a third party.
I see my babe as a person.
Third party.
Yes.
You, your babe,
you'll be like,
your ego.
Like,
and later it will come be you and your ego if you know the
case. You'll be like, your babe will come
and you'll be like, you like, now me be this. Now me, they talk to like this. You get, but no, I think you should just like.
Sometimes I'll set it aside and think from their own point of view. He has a self-awareness. What did I do wrong? What can I do better?
I read this book, and I think we should end here because, like, we don't go on. But I read this book. I think The Subtle Act of Not Giving a Fuck. I read it, I think I was like 21, 22 when I read it. I think that it just actually helped me deal with people. So this is what I read. They say, our memories are not accurate. When you think, oh, this is how, I left my bag here. You didn't leave your bag here. I dropped my phone here.
You didn't leave it there.
And you are very sure you dropped it there. So it said the same thing to, like, the way we recount events, the way we recount a lot of things are wrong. So many times when you are very upset at somebody, when you are very pissed, like, why is this person doing blah, 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 it's also very possible that you are the wrong person. Do you understand? So when you approach anything, just also get it at the back of my mind, say, more, it's possible saying that, yeah, me fuck up. And I think that really helped me with my relationship, because many times when I go, there's always that part of my brain that's saying, Edmond, what if and then have you not had a situation where you are very sure something happened and then people actually now tear it out and then can't happen saying that you actually fuck up? You get so. Thank you guys for coming again. I have a podcast episode I recorded immediately after Messi was announced to enter Miami. We're in the off season now. Football is over. I think the Females World Cup starts next. Sorry, Women's World Cup starts next. I think next month. I'm confused. I'm not gonna lie. Let me say it here, because, like, I can see you are giving me the look. I'm confused on what to use between girls, ladies, women, female, I don't know which one is offending which one, but, like, from my head,
females,
I just,
and girls are offensive, depends on the people, but yeah, let's say you're talking to women, just call them women, unless they are they.
Guy, all these things, just they, so, like, please, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but, like, define females offensive.
Oh,
okay,
it's too biological.
Male, you are a
it's
male.
Like a species, it's a species thing. It's a, it be like say the core plant in botanical.
Oriza sativa, you are Oriza sativa. Okay, so women, so please, if you are listening to, use this, women and ladies, okay? Women and ladies.